Let's talk about the song that you put together, Deadweight, that is currently sitting at number one in the Indigenous Music Countdown. When you saw that, what was your first thoughts that came to mind?
I haven't had a number one on there for, I don't even know how long now. A very long time. I think I've only had one other song on there that went number one. So I'm very, very excited and honored to have had this one go there.
So what was the inspiration behind the song Deadweight?
Crystal actually had the inspiration behind this song. You know, me and her have been through kind of the same similar stuff. And she's been following me. I've been following her for a while. And I had posted on my pages that, you know, sometimes I get kind of hurtful comments from people online. And she also can relate to that because, you know, as women in this industry, and not only that, but Indigenous women in any industry, is a lot of work. And sometimes we just, you know, have to deal with really horrible comments. And we decided to write this song together and just be like, you know what, it doesn't matter what anybody has to say about us. We know who we are. We know who, you know, what we can do, what we can accomplish. We know our worth. So heck with them. And not only that, like the second verse, we wanted to write it to, I guess, make sure that everybody knows that they can, that they deserve a place in this world, anywhere, no matter what industry that they decide to go in.
What inspired you to become, you know, a country artist there, Jade?
I've always been a writer of country music since I was a kid. I'm not really sure why or how that happened, because I did listen to other songs. I listened to a lot of Celine Dion and, you know, stuff like that I love to sing. But I think it was just, you know, because radio in general for me, where I was growing up, it was always country music. And I think that was, in my little head, like the only way I could get to where I wanted to go. I don't know why I thought that back then, but like, now, of course, I'm seeing that, you know, I could have went in any genre, but back then there wasn't very much to that I felt like I could grasp at, you know. And then, you know, fast forward to a lot of years later, as a young adult, like Crystal Shawanda was the only person that I seen in general that looked like me in the country music industry. And, you know, when she brought out that song, You Can Let Go, oh my goodness, I was so proud of her. I was so happy that she made it. And because I knew what it meant for, you know, our community, and it was such an important moment. So I don't know how I got to country, but I think that's pretty much how. It's just, I felt like that was where I could take this music, and I've just been writing that since then.
Can you take us back to the day that the first time you ever stepped on stage and performed in front of a live audience? What was that experience like?
I ran for Queen in my hometown, Grand Rapids, Mr. Paisa Cree Nation, and we have a winter festival there. And so when you're, before you turn 18, you could run in this festival and like raise money for the festival and all this stuff. And one of the things was a talent. So I went up and sang Sheryl Crow, The First Cut Is the Deepest, I believe it was. And I think I sang a few times before that, just like when I was really, really young, but this was like the first time I remember actually like the performance. And I was so nervous and I was so scared that like, I guess because I was singing in front of a whole bunch of people that I knew and like what they were going to say about it afterwards. And that wasn't until I was about 16 or 17 years old. Like it took me a long time to get the courage to do that. So then after that, I started singing in a bunch of different talent showcases across Northern Manitoba. Norrie House is a big one for me. And then the NCI Jam after that, which is a huge one back then across Canada. And it just like after I won NCI Jam, which was many years later, which is, by the way, that was like my first time ever winning any kind of competition, and I played a lot of them. I was always like third or second, but I've never won first until the NCI Jam, and then after that, that's when I started recording.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that you can see yourself collabing and making a song with in the future?
I'm not really sure. I haven't really thought about collabing with anybody as of lately, but you know, there is a lot of really incredible, talented Indigenous artists. You know, like I'm really rooting for Ashley Ghostkeeper right now. That's an Alberta artist. She's such a sweetheart and she's working very, very hard. And yeah, I'm really rooting for her. Of course, my girl Desiree Dorian, you know, there's Crystal Shawanda. There's so many. There's just so many I would work with, because I respect all of them.
Take us back to several days ago where you were given the awards for, you know, the Faye Walker Song of the Year songwriter, and of course the Single of the Year for Deadweight at the Manitoba Country Music Awards. When you were announced for those awards and you received those awards, what thoughts came to mind?
I was really relieved. You know, I've been working at this for such a long time. I've been nominated in that. There was one year I was nominated for the MCMA. I had 8 nominations and I didn't walk home with any of them. To be honored that way, especially for the songwriting one, oh my goodness, it felt great. I was just so honored but shocked at the same time to get the Single of the Year. I was not expecting that whatsoever. You know, and it's just like I said, I've been nominated so many times that I don't really expect these awards. And so when they happen, it's just like such a good feeling, and like I'm very, very thankful, but also I just was not expecting it. So it was a big surprise for me.
And I have to ask, you know, for a lot of your avid listeners here in Alberta, when can we expect Jade Turner to hit in the prairie areas for both Alberta, you know, and beyond?
Oh man, I love Alberta. I come there as often as I can. I think though, like as of right now, the next time I'll be in Alberta would probably be not till the summertime or next year around this time. I know there's a big group that are going there for this songwriting retreat in Calgary for the Blue Jay Session songwriting retreat. There's a whole bunch of really good artists. I unfortunately cannot make it to that one. I actually have a lot more friends in the music industry in Alberta than I do here. You guys have such a big community, right? Like ours is so tiny. Like we're very close in this area. Like I have a lot of friends here, but there's just so many of you guys in Alberta. I just love it there. I was there for your guys' Alberta Country Music Awards this past fall, or last, was that in the wintertime? I'll be there for that for sure again this year. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it was such a good time. I really loved it.